This is Fresh Air. When singer and songwriter Del Shannon killed himself last month, most of the obituaries and appreciations focused on his 1961 hit Runaway and his other popular songs Keep Searchin' and Hats Off to Larry. There were other significant markers in Shannon's career as well. Rock and roll historian Ed Ward pays tribute to Del Shannon.
Last week, I was tempted for the first time in ages to buy the National Enquirer because, according to a box on its front page, inside it had the real reason Del Shannon killed himself a few weeks ago. But Billboard, a more reliable publication, said simply that he was depressed, and that made sense. After all, he was usually thought of in conjunction with something he didn't play, namely this. That catchy hook, played on a primitive electronic instrument called the musitron, came about one night in 1960 at the Hilo Club in Battle Creek, Michigan, where Shannon's band was popular. Max Crook, who had the musitron, was a friend of the band who sat in from time to time. On this particular evening, Shannon heard something and subjected the audience to what was essentially a rehearsal, right on stage, while he ran through the chords that would soon become famous and created the record that would be his first hit. In many ways, Del Shannon's professional life was like a lot of other tales of Midwestern rockers in the early pre-Beatles 60s. He'd been born in 1939 and named Charles Westover. His stage name was taken from a guy he knew who was going to use the name Mark Shannon for his wrestling career, but never did, and a Coupe de Ville, which I guess he thought sounded like Del. Shannon played country, rockabilly, Roy Orbison hits, and got locally famous. When disc jockey Ollie McLaughlin heard Runaway, though, he put Shannon and Max Crook in touch with a couple of guys with connections in New York, and before he knew it, he had a number one hit. The next one also got to number five.
Hats off to Larry, he broke your heart, just like you broke mine when you said we was part. He told you lies, now it's your turn.
Two records in 1961, and that's it, isn't it? In the U.S., that's almost the story, but late in 1962, another record, written by Roger Miller, got some action in England.
One time, a long time ago, on a mountain in Switzerland, yo, la, 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 there lived a fair young
The Swiss Maid wasn't very good, but went to number two in England, which would make Shannon a perennial attraction there, and, even more importantly, got him a tour at a crucial time. It was obvious that he'd been thinking along the same lines as some of the British bands, and one record, cut before Shannon had ever heard the Beatles, has some very Beatlish chords in it.
Here she comes,
here she comes,
that little town.
Hastily resurrected by his record company after the Beatles hit, Little Town Flirt made it to number 12 in the height of Beatlemania. By this time, though, Del Shannon had toured with the Beatles and became the first American to record one of their songs. Unfortunately, what looked like the fast track to superstardom got derailed as Shannon sued the men who'd signed him, claiming that the contract wasn't exactly written with his welfare in mind. He toured England and bided his time, but the smoke didn't clear till 1966, by which time he'd been long forgotten over here. He recorded a lot, but to no avail. In England, he met Rolling Stones producer Andrew Loog Oldham and recorded a whole album with Oldham producing. The record company wouldn't release it. Disgusted, Shannon became a producer himself, and in 1969 was ready to do an album with Smith, a group he'd discovered. The project went to somebody else, but the hit bore Shannon's arrangement at least.
It's not the way you smile that touch my heart. It's not the way you kiss that tears me apart. Many, many, many nights go by. I sit alone at home and cry over you.
After that, it was England and the oldies circuit. In 1981, a longtime Del Shannon fan named Tom Petty produced an album for him, and for a minute, Del Shannon found himself back on the charts.
Come with me, my love.
But he'd had problems with the bottle and problems with his marriage. The new fame didn't last. Reportedly, he'd been working on another album with another longtime fan, Jeff Lynne, and in fact, I think he would have made a superb traveling Wilbury in Roy Orbison's place. But instead, with the pull of a trigger, we lost a sadly underrated performer with a great voice and a superb pop sense.
Ed Ward is Fresh Air's rock and roll historian. This is Fresh Air.